Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Ever feel like fear is running the show? Like it's got you trapped on the sidelines while life's biggest adventures are happening all around you? Well, buckle up because today we're tackling this head on, letting go of the grip fear has on us and stepping into the power of courage. Now, I'm not talking about being reckless or charging headfirst into every situation without thinking. True courage isn't the absence of fear, it's doing what needs to be done even when fear is whispering in your ear. It's that quiet voice inside you saying, I've got this, when doubt is screaming, run. So how do we get there? How do we silence those fear-mongering gremlins and unleash our inner warrior? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. First up, acknowledge your fears. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. You know that feeling when you're avoiding something because it scares you? Yeah, that's fear doing its thing. The first step is admitting, hey, I'm scared of this. Once you name it, you start to take control. Think about it like facing a monster under the bed. If you don't shine a light on it, it seems bigger and scarier. But once you see it for what it really is, probably just your sock drawer, it loses its power. Second, reframe your perspective. Fear often plays tricks on our minds, making things seem way worse than they actually are. It's like that friend who always has the worst case scenario playing out in their head. Take a step back and ask yourself, is this fear based on reality or just my imagination running wild? Often, the perceived threat is far smaller than our minds make it out to be. Third, focus on what you can control. You know that saying, don't sweat the small stuff? Well, it's true. Worrying about things outside your control is like trying to catch smoke, it's just going to slip right through your fingers. Concentrate your energy on the things you can influence and let go of the rest. Fourth, take small steps. You don't have to conquer your fear all at once. Break it down into manageable chunks and celebrate each victory along the way. It's like climbing a mountain you wouldn't expect to reach the summit in one leap. And finally, remember that courage is contagious. When you take a step outside your comfort zone, it inspires those around you to do the same. You become a beacon of bravery, showing others that it's possible to overcome their fears and live a more fulfilling life. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You've always dreamed of starting your own business, but fear has kept you glued to your desk job. Every time you think about taking the leap, that voice in your head screams, what if it fails? What if people laugh at you? But then, you remember these 5 key takeaways. You acknowledge your fear, reframe it as a challenge instead of a threat. Focus on what you can control, like crafting a solid business plan. Take small steps, like networking with other entrepreneurs. And remember that your courage can inspire others to pursue their dreams too. So, what happens next? You take that first step. Maybe you sign up for a workshop, attend a conference, or simply write down your ideas. It doesn't have to be grand, but it has to be a start. Listen, fear is a part of life, we all experience it. But it doesn't have to control us. By embracing these 5 key takeaways and making small, consistent steps towards your goals, you can conquer your fears and unlock a world of possibilities. Remember, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting in spite of it. And trust me, the rewards are well worth the effort. Ready to face your fears head on? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little courage boost. Let's inspire each other to live bolder and more fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and most importantly, keep on being awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.